Hi, folks, and thanks for joining me on day 5 of our journey through the daily ahas this week. You know, one of the things we really are trying to accomplish in these ahas during these 7 days is to discover, experience, and share these daily ahas. Find a place of quietude, find a place of solitude where your heart and your mind can be connected to the Lord. Let you listen to His Word, express gratitude to Him, and bring our prayers to Him. Here's what we want to jump in today. Back over into the New Testament in the little book of Ephesians chapter 4, beginning in verse 4. Here's what the text says. There is one body and one spirit, just as you were called to the one hope that belongs to your call. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is over all and through all and in all. And then when you jump over to the book of Colossians chapter 3, verse 10, this is what it sounds like. Put on your new nature and be renewed as you learn to know your Creator and become like Him. I think this speaks directly to attitude. I genuinely believe that in our modern day Christianity, what we find is a challenge in trying to not be just like the people of Israel that wandered for 40 years. You know, I think that is about recognizing that the body is to be one. That the Spirit is to be one, that we all have one God and Father. Now, what that doesn't mean is that we all go to the top of the mountain, no matter what we believe, and we sing Kumbaya. I mean, this is not one of those moments where Oprah pops out and it's like, you got a car and you get a car. It's the sense of, wait a minute, there is one God, one Father, one way to heaven, one way to peace. But it comes through our attitude. I mean, do you smell what I'm stepping in? It's one of those things where I think we have to stop and say, check my attitude, Lord. I want to make sure that I'm not casting dispersion on somebody that thinks different than me or has a different faith system, but I want to know solidly that I'm with you. I want my attitude to be more like you. Listen, friend, God loves you and the way you are, but He loves you way too much to leave you that way. Seek the Lord your God today and watch how your attitude will change to one body, one spirit, called to the one hope that belongs to your call, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God, Father of all, who is over all and through all and in all. So put on your new nature and be renewed. Oh my goodness, friend, that is a good aha today. I can't wait to let you join with me on day 6 tomorrow and we'll wrap up getting ready for the week and the weekend. God bless you.